Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota, listening on 9395-9980-9930 on the phone. And I'll be with you for prayer hour, and I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for us. And what a blessing it was for the daily bread, just giving God all the praise, glory, and honor he deserves. Just glory, hallelujah, praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. You're so worthy to be praised. And I was standing up with you and all the saints and running with y'all. And I sure do miss being there and love all the saints everywhere. Just so thankful for Jesus saving a wretch like me and preparing a place for me. And may the Lord help the saints to be in unity and have true love for one another. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all and Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. To the saints scattered abroad, those who with us that have obtained like precious faith, through the righteousness of God in Jesus our Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faith that is in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the grace in Christ Jesus, the love of God, communion of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your divine providence and watchful care over us, how you've ordained us to eternal life. Thank you, Lord. In hope of eternal life we are, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. We would glorify you this morning. It is our privilege, Lord. We thank you for it. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace. Subdue my iniquity, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me to yield my members' servants to righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Let the word fall upon good ground. We would hear what the Spirit saith, Lord, and be doers of the work. Cause us this day to walk in your way, O God. I pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're starting a little bit early this morning so that we can finish early. Purpose is still the same, though. We're endeavoring to glorify God in our bodies and our spirits, which are his. We are representatives of Jesus Christ. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been ordained to eternal life. We've obtained like precious faith. And as our faith is precious, so is the trial of it.
Amen.
But let's look at like precious faith. It's the faith of God.
Amen.
Or faith through the
Thank you, Jesus.
Righteousness through the faith of Christ or the faith of God.
Hallelujah.
So faith, it's the common faith which facilitates or essential to our fellowship.
Thank you,
I say fellowship, this is things that we all share in. That's what fellowship is.
Amen.
And of course, self-seekers despise fellowship. They get pleasure out of their own selves, lovers of their own selves. So they don't need the brother. They don't need the sister. Don't need a man. Don't need this. Don't need authority. They're lovers of their own self. They're not for the fellowship. Fellowship means you've got the faith of God. I've got the faith of God. And let's work with that. Don't talk about you black, I'm white. Let's talk about the faith of God. This is what we have come. See what I mean? But, you know, when we seek our own, that we don't do. We put everything up to bring about strife. You came from there. You came from there. I'm a prophet. You are nobody. All kind of silly, stupid stuff. And it, yes, exactly. Calm down, Brother Kurt. Hallelujah. So, you know, mutual, same. You know, we it's the same faith. There's not a faith for David and a faith for it's the same faith. It's the same God. He's always the same. He never changed. His spirit is the same. It speaks the same. And that's how we speak the same, by being led by the Spirit. It takes some crucifying, though. Yeah, that's the most difficult thing men do, is be led by the Spirit of God. Absolutely, because they trust in their own knowledge. They trust in their own ability, and they don't trust God. You trust God, you have faith in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thou wilt keep in perfect peace he whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee.
Amen.
Huh? Well, you seek in your own, you're trusting in yourself. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. So, precious, like precious faith, huh? Like precious trial, like precious affliction. Don't let the devil deceive you. And of course, he works with, nobody knows what you're going through. And my, you know how Pastor Rice dogs you out. He don't dog nobody else out, but he dogs me out. He's always talking against me and about me, and yeah.
Thank God.
Amen.
See, this is the devil talking to you. And most are very good at hearing the devil and not hearing what the
Amen.
Spirit said. You can't hear both because they don't talk the same.
Amen. That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
The devil, he presents himself as the angel of light, but he don't speak life. Everybody understand? He always comes as an angel of light. The devil comes to you as the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
As the voice, as the Word of God.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And if you feel good about it, then you know it's the devil.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
He'll pump you up in the flesh.
Amen.
He'll make you think you're somebody.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We that love the Lord, we need to understand that we're just undeserving.
Amen.
I mean, actually come to that realization. Then we'd have no complaining, no murmuring. We wouldn't be trying to exalt ourselves, esteem ourselves.
Amen.
Now, I told you, I work not to complain because, the old enemy comes and the flesh rise up, and I certainly want to complain. The truth is, I have nothing to complain about. Absolutely not. I get better than I deserve. It's always been that way.
Hallelujah.
Still, you know, I have the tendency to want to complain. Huh? Now, you know what folk complain about, huh? I don't complain about me. When I have the tendency to complain, it's about eating. See? And I do have it now. Absolutely. Huh? But it's not right. Huh? It's not right. I'd rather give thanks. Huh?
Amen.
Thank God for Edie. Thank God for Brother Irwin.
Amen.
Thank God for Yoko.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for Brother Wayne. Thank God for all the saints of God. Thank God for all of our trials, all of our afflictions. God's been good to us. All that he does is for us. No, never against us. Absolutely not. His chastening, his rebuke is because he loves us. So that we can be zealous and repent. Yeah, the truth is our shield and buckler.
Yes, hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, seeking your own, you don't look for the truth.
Amen.
No. Have I become your enemy?
Right.
Because I tell you, this tells us something.
Amen.
This tells us that naturally we resist the truth.
Amen.
And the truth is for us.
Right.
It's the only way we can be made free. But because the devil wants us in bondage, he works with the old flesh and the old man so that we resist the truth.
Amen.
Because he wants us in bondage. And Jesus came to set us free.
Amen. Thank you.
Huh? Free from the bondage of sin.
Amen.
Huh? Free from the law of sin and death. Yeah, Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Would you be free from the burden of sin? Would your evil a victory win? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I believe that you all that God have called, you should know what I'm about, what spirit I'm of, and you should be running right along with me.
Amen.
I'm running for my life. I am.
Yes, Lord.
If you're running for your life, you know that.
Amen.
If you're not, then you don't.
Amen.
Everybody understand?
Amen.
If you're running for your life, then you know what I'm doing.
Amen.
See how simple that is?
Yes,
and you won't fool me, you won't fool God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Yes, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he didn't make of himself of any reputation. Huh? He humbled himself. He always preferred the Father. Hallelujah. Y'all don't understand that? Now, Jesus Christ is God. Absolutely. Everything that was made by Jesus Christ. Huh? In the beginning was the Word was with God.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Jesus is just a manifestation of God to bring us into the fellowship. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, we never could have peace with God. But he is God. He's God descended. He's God come down. Yes. He's God lowly in me. That's so that we can come up to be sons of God. So being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And we being sons of God, we can do the same. Absolutely. As long as we don't endeavor to rise ourselves above God. How do you do that? By rising above your brother. I see. I understand that. You rise above your brother, you rise up above God. Yeah, you do. Whatever you do concerning your brother, it's toward God. Y'all don't know that. Well, if God was in here preaching, would you come in or would you lay in the bed?
Right, amen.
Oh, that, hallelujah. Don't do it like that, Pastor Rice, huh? Hallelujah. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Is God coming down to visit us or is this some work of man? See what I mean?
Amen.
In fact, this whole work here, is it established by God or something that man did?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, why don't we just get on with it then?
Amen.
Let's yield to it. Let's submit to it.
Hallelujah.
Let's walk in it.
Amen.
Huh? God brought us here for the fellowship.
Amen.
If you're in Christ, it's for the fellowship.
Amen.
It's not for you.
Amen.
No, it's for the body.
Woo, Jesus.
God gives you nothing to keep.
Amen.
Whatever he gives you is to give.
Amen.
And in giving, you'll never come up lacking.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
The more you give, the more he'll give you.
Amen.
You'll have to believe that, though.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, give yourself up here so we can preach.
Huh?
Come on, let's gather with the saints. That's a sacrifice,
hallelujah,
isn't it? Well, God requires a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Well, whether you come or not, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just preaching the truth. This is to help y'all.
Hallelujah. Beautiful are your feet.
This is just to help y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you say you don't do it, fine. Just be careful how you deal with the ones that don't.
Huh?
Be careful how you deal with those.
Amen.
Because they'll pull you away.
Yep.
You see how they've been pulled away, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen, yes.
Well, you're starting early, Pastor Rice.
Jesus.
Well, I always told you we should get here early.
Amen, hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Come on. They show up in the welfare line early.
Yeah.
Come on. That's because they have an earnest expectation.
Yeah.
Huh? They can't give you what God can give you.
Amen.
Why don't you show up early and receive
Woo.
Something from the Lord? Maybe that's not what you're seeking after. You're seeking your own, huh? You don't want no reproof, no rebuke, do you? No, let you pat me on the back. You sure doing a fine job. You won't get it from me.
Amen. Amen.
Repent.
Amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We are servants of the Lord. We are here to give God glory.
Amen.
And everything that we do is to glorify God.
Hallelujah.
Being disobedient. As brother would say, poking out your lip.
Right.
That says a lot,
Amen.
You know. When your lip is out, we know what
Amen.
Spirit you are.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And some don't mind doing it. They take pleasure in it because it shows you. You know I'm displeased with you, don't you? Well, good for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
They take pleasure in that. They take pleasure in looking for your halting.
Yes.
Yeah, the prophet said, all my familiars look for my halting.
Yep, amen.
Huh?
True, Lord.
We're all in the same boat.
Right.
Why would you look for your brother's halting or your
amen.
Sister's halting?
Amen.
Huh?
True, Lord. Preach it.
And when you do judge them now, as I always say, Give them the benefit of the doubt. Make sure you do it. Hallelujah. I've given you an example. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't say Edith's bossy. I know she did it. Because there's other bossies too. In fact, most of us are bossy. Absolutely. Let's just acknowledge the truth. We're still sons of God. Hallelujah. We're going to overcome this bossiness. We have to acknowledge it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not me, huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I would say just remove that beam out of your eye.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you'll see clearly.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's what seeing fault in others is supposed to do. Help us remove the beam out of our eye.
Amen.
Really now.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't understand why Nathan told David about another man.
Right. Bless the Lord.
Huh? Well, all the things that we say, the preaching, you know, it's to spare you so you can say, yeah, that's me too.
Amen.
That's not for you to say, well, old Gina ought to be here. She need to hear this. Don't do that. She ought to be here, though. Yeah, Angela ought to be here too, huh? But we're not on their schedule.
Amen.
Huh? Guess what? The Lord's coming, but not on their schedule. Hallelujah. Yeah, for some, he's going to come as a thief in the night. Yeah. Hallelujah. Some he's already come as a thief in the night. You see what they're doing, don't you? They're not moving with fear.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They don't know what time it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is not something going to happen. It's already happened. The scripture is being fulfilled every day. Yeah, in you and in me. And absolutely. Many shall depart from the faith, happening every day. Huh?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Just by the grace of God, some can recover.
Amen.
Some don't recover.
Thank you, Lord.
But God would that we recover ourselves,
amen,
you know, from the snares of the devil. He wants us to recover, not continue in.
Amen.
Jim's still not here.
Right.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right.
Learn a lesson, though.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Many shall seek to enter in, and they won't be able.
Amen.
See, that's fulfilled every day.
Amen.
It's happened all along.
Amen. Right.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
You remember how it was. Yeah. Sweet fellowship.
Yep. Yep.
Huh?
Sure.
One place that said we walk to the house of God together.
Right.
That's true. It's happened right here.
Amen. That's the truth.
Yeah, I mean,
amen,
there are people that we actually walk to the house,
amen,
of God, and are we gathered in the tabernacle together? But now, no longer.
Right.
See how the scriptures are fulfilled?
Right.
Many went back.
Yep.
No longer followed the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Many.
Amen.
Shall depart.
Amen.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No need for you to show up early.
Jesus.
Huh? Show up when you get ready.
Right.
No need for you to listen to Pastor Rice. Seek out somebody else you can talk to. Huh? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I'm not offended.
Hallelujah.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Rejoice.
Well, these folk you seek out, it just tells you where you're coming,
amen,
from. It tells you what spirit you are.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, seek the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Call upon him while he's near.
Hallelujah.
Don't seek your own. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
I'll be done shortly. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Sarah said, I've given many people their money back.
Right.
Y'all won't like where this is going.
Come on. True.
I'm going to say it anyway because I'm prompted to say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why would he give people money back? Because they didn't really give it. They give them money, and they expect certain,
yep,
things.
Amen.
And they didn't give it. Well, I'm not finished.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you,
you turn in your car keys,
right,
but you don't want Edward to drive it.
Right.
Or you don't want Erin to ride in it.
Amen.
You know what that is?
Glory.
you really haven't turned in your car keys. That's crazy. Oh, you turn in your car keys and then, no, don't let Phil ride in it. Don't let Phil ride in it. Really? That's wicked, you know. That's not turning in your car keys. You love the truth, don't you? Well, make a point to come and tell me today. You know who I'm talking to. Come and tell me today. Pastor Rice, I appreciate you telling me the truth. I'm going to tell it anyway, whether you appreciate it or not, because God appreciates it. Huh? You're turning your car. I don't want Charlene to ride in it. I don't want Walter in it. Don't let him drive it. Then you haven't turned in your car keys. So that's why he gave them their money back. And we can give you your damn car keys back.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
Don't you get angry with yourself when you do that? Huh? If you're seeking your own, come on here. Ain't God going to take care of you?
Praise God.
I'm going to watch out for myself. I don't want them cooties driver guy. Really now? Get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Huh? They may not get in your car, but they're going to come in the tabernacle, and I'll have them sit anywhere they want to sit.
Amen. Yes.
Everybody hear me talk? If you don't want to come, don't come.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Y'all ever read the book of James? We're going to cover it just for a minute. We don't have too much time. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. And you put your brother and your sister in between a rock and a hard place. Absolutely. You know, man, he's steward over the keys, and you let him know that you don't want Charlene to drive. You got him in a compromising position. Absolutely. So I'm rising to his defense.
Glory,
everybody understand?
Hallelujah.
I'm pleading his cause.
Glory.
He didn't ask me.
Glory. We think we own everything.
Hallelujah.
He gave folks money back because they figured they give their money and it would afford them certain privileges.
Right.
That's not giving money.
Amen.
That's not giving car keys.
Amen. That's the truth.
That's not how you give.
Amen.
When you give, you give. Glory. No longer yours. Y'all don't know how to give?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you turn in your car keys so it could be used for the benefit of all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you can't determine that except you get put in that position.
Right. Sure.
You know, just because you're the one that turned it in don't make you the one that that decide who uses it and how they use it.
Amen.
No. Then it's not turned in.
Right.
Aren't you ashamed?
Amen. Glory.
You found yourself holding back?
Woo.
You do know that that's holding back, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
It's the same as not turning them in.
Right.
Probably worse.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we do God. We get, I'm yours, Lord, but then we do whatever we want.
Amen.
I'm yours, Lord, but no, I can't be nice to Phil. I'm yours, Lord. Woo. I can't hear the word. I'm yours, Lord. Same difference.
Amen.
But we are the Lord, you understand? Yeah, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord. Yes. He's the judge of the quick and the dead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, we have to be impartial to preach like this. You can keep charging me with being partial, but I'm still going to preach like this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You may say you're stepping on my toes. Glory. Then repent.
Hallelujah.
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 Step on my toes.
That resembles me. Then repent.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Repent.
Amen.
Be converted.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Yeah, I've given people their money back. I wrote it right there. He said it.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen.
You watched him do it, huh? Aren't you glad he didn't give you yours back? Yeah, I don't want mine back.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, the things I get from God are greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt, you know. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus, eh? Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you think the slackers and the self-seekers are going to tell you right about the things of God?
No, not at all.
Why you seek them out then?
Right, exactly.
Why you give them any place?
Huh?
Why? Hallelujah. Or if I'm the preacher, why don't you listen to me? Y'all believe I'm telling the truth? Or you don't have to, but make sure you stand up here and tell me now. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite now. Yeah, God don't like hypocrites. Yeah, if you don't think I'm telling the truth, then stand up here and say it. Hallelujah. Say it loud. Hallelujah. You are saying it, you understand. Absolutely. Some are just double-minded.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you can't have the truth and hold on to your own way. They're just not compatible.
Amen.
I got James chapter 2. We'll run through it just for a while. Hallelujah. You've heard it, haven't you?
Amen.
Would we get it applied? It say, my brethren, my brethren.
Hallelujah.
Those that have obtained like precious faith.
Glory.
Not through our own doing, but through the righteousness of God and Jesus our Savior. Like precious faith. Hallelujah. Yeah, your trial of faith is like my trial of faith. Yeah, we're holding on to the faith of Jesus Christ. Through all of our trials, all of our afflictions, all of our chastisements, all of our reproof, all of our rebuke, we're holding fast. The faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I heard on the broadcast, someone called and said, you know, I done this and I done that. Now I don't have no money. I don't have no place to go. And where do I go from here? He said, if you forgot something, you don't have faith. How about that? He said, you forgot something. You don't have faith. Hallelujah. Gloria, have faith in God. That's where you go from there. Come on, Brother Malone. Get excited, brother. Hallelujah. You didn't come all the way from Columbia to do that, did you?
Amen.
Yeah, shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. My brethren, if there, my brethren have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, set thou here in a good place. And you say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?
Amen.
Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith?
Amen.
And heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him. Hallelujah. In the gay apparel, in the vile apparel, to them that love him. Hallelujah. But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do they not blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Yeah, if you were in the vile raiment, just how would you want it?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well.
Amen.
Of course, when we don't walk in the righteousness of God,
right,
we have our vile raiment on.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. All right?
Amen.
There it is.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not right for you to give stuff and then dictate how it's to be used.
Amen.
That's not giving. That's not giving.
Amen.
Not giving.
Amen.
It's not right to give something to God and act like it's still yours.
Right.
You belong to God now.
Amen.
Don't act like you're still your own.
Amen.
We're good at that,
Amen.
Though. Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. I heard somebody say, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah, we're not our own.
Amen.
Y'all don't know that?
Amen.
We're bought with a price.
Amen.
Not with corruptible things like sin. Yeah, you know how much God paid for us?
Amen.
He gave himself.
Hallelujah.
And here we don't want to give him our time. We don't want to give him our resources. We don't want to give him our obedience. And he gave himself for us. He gave himself for us. And we think we're spiritual and we don't know that. Why do you say we don't know it? Because we act like we're our own. You don't know that God gave himself for you? You know what he expects in return? For you to lay down your life for the brethren.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, because he said, in doing that, you're doing it unto me. I know we'd all, Jesus come in, we'd wash his feet, wouldn't we? Oh, you probably run all over each one, huh? We're trample over each other. Let me get to Jesus so I can wash his feet. Well, here they are. Come on. Y'all spiritual and you don't know that. Huh? I'm going to hold to it. Keep despising your neighbor. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Amen. Yes. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we do it just like that.
Amen.
Because we ran all over each other to kiss the prophet's butt, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, come on, neighbor right beside. We won't even look. Come on, saint. Repent.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell it like it is.
Amen. Don't stop. Glory.
Yeah, I've seen it. They walk all over each other.
Amen.
Just so they all profit you to man.
Amen.
Huh? And they despise their neighbor.
Yep. Amen.
That's foolish.
Amen.
They're despising God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, if I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet.
Right.
He didn't say wash my feet.
Right.
He said, then you ought to wash one another's feet.
Amen.
But that is washing his feet,
right.
You know.
Yes. Amen.
Have y'all not read it?
Yep.
You don't mind me preaching it, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to preach it like I believe it.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to approach you like I believe it.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'd be glad to give Jesus some chicken.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
They denied me yesterday, but Jesus gave me the chicken anyway.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, they were putting away the chicken. And I came up here and I said, hey, soldier, they just dissed me and went on. But one of the other soldiers came up here and got that chicken and gave me a piece. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Give me so many blessings. Undeserving. That's what we are. Glory, 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 glory. I could live without the chicken. I didn't make a fuss about it. No, I didn't. I didn't say, hey, no. God did it by himself. He put it on somebody's heart to go down and get it. Huh? Right. That's the righteousness of God. I don't need the chicken. We don't need the car key. We need faith in God. We need to love one another. We need to serve one another. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Hallelujah. You mean for Edward too? But he's low down. Huh? Glory, glory. You mean he gave himself for Pastor Rice?
Yes.
Certainly we're going to give him some chicken then,
though. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Man does not live by chicken alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. I didn't fuss about it. Absolutely not. I didn't pull rank. Absolutely not. I didn't flash my badge. Yeah, the Lord pleaded my cause. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Glory, glory. Timothy, you got to pray for us because we got to go. Pray hard, brother. Hallelujah.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this great salvation, most excellent journey, Lord. Thank you that you've made us your choice and your determination to save us. We thank you for every manifestation of your love, your grace, your mercy, long-suffering, and supplying all our needs. And you've been so good to us, oh God. I pray that will just lead us to repentance, oh God, and turn from our wicked ways. And we thank you, Lord, again that you're judging us now, that our sins go before us, oh God. And what a blessing to be here with the saints and the communion of the Holy Ghost and all your all your manifestations of grace, mercy, long-suffering, keeping power, Lord. Amen. Yeah, so let there be no complaining in our streets, Lord. Help us dwell together in unity, make us one, Lord. And so we pray you watch over the pastor and give him favor this day, Lord. And
thank you, Lord.
We believe you will, Lord. And thank you, Lord, again for, God, for the brothers, sisters, those who called in, listening as well, Lord. And pray you strengthen them, help them as well, Lord. We are a body, and we would discern a body, Lord. We thank you for the prophets sent. Let us know you come in our lifetime. And we ask again, Lord, that you would touch all those who are sick, afflicting their bodies, pressing the body, mind, spirit, need of healing touch, Lord. So send your word, live and heal, O God. Perfect things concerning us. And perfect your love in us, oh God, we believe you will. So your word went forth today, Lord, accomplish that which you sent us to do. And so we thank you, Lord, again for this grace and for your soon return, Lord. Make us ready, make us one. In your care, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless you, saints of God, Maranatha. King is coming, washing up one another's feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Maranatha.